Okay, this workshop is on personal development. My name's Lauren White. I'm working in Amherst, Massachusetts. And this, as you can see, the objective of this workshop is to inform and help each person to evaluate where they are in their personal development and where they what they need to do. And secondly, to stimulate them to work on self-development after leaving the conference. That might be wishful thinking, because navigators are great at, after you reach a certain level of collecting more information rather than doing much after a conference. I think if we did one thing for every conference we ever attended, we'd be spiritual giants. Well, why don't we have a word of prayer before we begin and commit the time to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, You made us individually. You knew us before we were formed. And You loved us and created us with a purpose. Lord, keep us from operating in that which we haven't been created for. But Lord, we would pray especially You'd help us have a clearer idea of what we were created for, to fulfill Your purpose with the navigators and in life as a whole. So we commit this time to You in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on in. There's seats up here. Some of you could just pull a few of those chairs up. I don't, and push that curtain back. What would you say is the difference between staff development and personal development?
Staff development might be ministry skills, where personal would be more character.
Could be. Yeah?
I think staff development is more, has to do with your job. Personal development is just an area of your own personal life.
Good thought. Good thought. Any other thoughts?
I'm not sure there should be any difference.
That's the way I think. I don't think there should be much difference between personal development and staff development. Except if we're maybe defining the difference is maybe the navigators hold your bottle and staff development and you hold your own bottle in personal development. So we want to take up a little about holding your own bottle. This chart we have here is a chart in the area of developing as a Christian, and more specifically as a navigator. This is just a rough outline of what takes place in a person's life. It seems like from the time that they come to Christ and begin growing, you can use that zero as the time when you begin growing, to the time when you're approximately 10 years old, it seems like that the major emphasis in your Christian life is to get a grasp of the Word of God. And secondly, to get a grasp of the ministry. Learn how to do it. It seems like your first 10 years, this is the greatest emphasis in God's training of yourself. Then approximately 6th to the 15th year, it seems like God's working on the area of character. And what I mean by character is conviction. A lot of times there's the idea character is just what you are. Like if somebody does something honest, we say that they're an honest person, it's character. But a lot of times people are honest but really don't have deep down convictions on honesty. And it seems like God really develops convictions related to the things that He really desires. And then the discovering of ourself, who we are, and what our gifts are. And then you're approximately 12, when you're around 12 years old in the Lord, you begin finding that you need to specialize, or you want to specialize in an area. You might call it becoming an expert. I use specialize rather than expert because there's different degrees of, an expert that has the idea of almost being the foremost authority on the subject, and like you might be an expert in the Word of God, but you don't know Greek or Hebrew, but you could be a specialist in really knowing what's in the Word. And these areas that I put down here are just a few of the results. Like if you major on getting into the Word of God, you become a man of God. You major in ministry. You begin learning how to be successful. And you begin having a vision of what God has for the world. And then under character, as that develops, you become a quality person. You can be yourself. So often around the navigators, we find people who are trying to be whatever a navigator is, they're trying to be it. And there comes a transition point where you're happy with just being yourself. Not that you're the perfect person, but you decide, well, I'm stuck with me, so I enjoy it. And then you also develop a sense of personal destiny. That God created you for a purpose, that you have a contribution to make. And this enters you into this next stage, shall we call it, of where you believe that you have a deep contribution to make to the navigators. That, you're not going to be another Dawson Troutman, but at least you believe that there's some significant contribution that you were created for. That without you, the navigators would be missing something. And for some people, it could be greater than others, contribution. But everybody needs to believe that they have gifts and something from God of which should be added to the navigators as a whole. So, I just made a little chart of how that one might look on your life. You can see that most of your life as a navigator, as a Christian, is lived after your first approximately 12, 15 years. So most of you probably haven't even been Christians. Well, I'd say a lot of you haven't been around the navigators 15 years. How many have been around the navigators more than 15 years? One, two? Well, as you can see, that probably most of you are right in here where your decisions of maybe what you're going to specialize in, maybe the discovering of your own gifts. I think that it was my second assignment when I really discovered who I was and what my contribution was going to be within the navigators. And I started becoming happy that I didn't have to be what I thought a navigator should be. I remember I was in charge of a training program, and I noticed that people in another training program, from the very first day, they were all excited and the person in charge really had an ability to whip up enthusiasm. Well, for me, we get started doing something, but I'm not a whipper up of enthusiasm. So I thought, well, you know, has God made a mistake in calling me with the navigator? You know, this just isn't me. I'm just not a whipper-upper. As the program began developing, I began noticing in the other program that the enthusiasm started sagging. And they were talking about things to build up the enthusiasm. And I noticed in my program it was growing. And by the end of the program, everybody in the other program was exhausted. My guys were still going off. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, hey, I'm a builder of enthusiasm rather than a whipper-upper. I realized that I could get the job done with the gifts I had. And I didn't have to be somebody else. Some of the things and gifts that I thought I needed, I really didn't need, because I could do it with just being myself. So this next section, I'd like you all to take about 15 minutes, turn over to this questionnaire. This questionnaire is designed so you could figure out a little bit where you are and where you need to go. And this should stimulate some questions. So we'll take about 15 minutes here and let you do a little testing. Yeah. But why don't we just take up a few of these. What gifts do you think both are areas do you believe that a navigator should... Both, whether it's male or female, should have majored in?
And the development of personal relationships.
Okay. Relationships with people? A relationship with God. We should be authorities on how a person should relate to God, how to help both yourself and other people to relate to God.
Communication. That would be the same as number one,
earlier communication. Okay, there's probably both these would fall under communications, wouldn't they? Okay. Johnny? Okay. Number two here. What areas do you believe a navigator needs to become specialist in? No, we're not breaking up right now. This is general, both male and female. Is that the way you spell mastery? You know what? A specialist in character development. Okay, helping.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe that would relate more to counseling, helping other people to learn how to develop in these areas.
Okay.
So that might be teaching.
Okay. Then counseling, we could probably put teaching under there too, couldn't we? Because all of us need to know how to teach. Any other musts?
Christian prayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, couldn't we put this under relationship with God? Prayer, a number of areas there.
What about physical conditioning?
Do we need to be experts and specialists in physical conditioning?
Well, it doesn't say experts in this. It's
just or specialists or experts. I mean,
which question are we on?
We're on number two here.
Number two, I'm sorry.
I think... We need to be specialists in the history and the current working of God in the world.
Every navigator needs to... would you ladies agree with that?
Well,
sometimes it has to do with the culture of America. We're counseling here and communicating to people. You need to know what's going on in the culture. And if that goes along with some of our history, like new culture today, I think Schaefer brings up all that, just the new thinking, the art. How that affects our minds, that, you know, this is what's taking place,
especially
with
the
other people.
So
relationship with people.
I think we need to know how to live a balanced life. And I think physical comes in there, and mental, and social, and spiritual.
Okay. I think that's pretty good. Balanced life. Something under the area of teaching in some way or another. Teaching in the fullest sense.
So that they do it, though.
Yes, uh-huh. Teaching with the idea of reproducing in some way or another. Mm-hmm. Yes. Self-discipline? Do you think you need to be a specialist in it? I don't know of most of you are like me. You know, I work on one area and then just get that, you know, pretty well squared away, and then working at discipline. Yeah, I'd probably be under your balance. But what I wanted to bring out here is that a navigator really isn't a super person. You know. It's really not very much. You know, we're growing in our mastery of the Bible. We try to live a balanced life, and we learn how to relate to people and how to relate to God. Now, you might take these four things, and this would fall mostly under this... your first 10 years that you're majoring on. And basically, whatever a navigator is, if we can include these things, these are probably what you're becoming an expert in or a specialist in during these years. And so, your personal development right now, if... you feel weakness in these areas, this is probably where you should be majoring your personal development. Let's go on here a little bit, and let's get over to to the Nav wife. Some women get scared to death when they think of all the things that they think are expected of a Nav wife. But the least common denominators of a Nav wife, what would you say? Pardon?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What would you say would be some of the things would fall under being a helpmate to their to your husband?
Praying for him.
Okay, an independent walk with God. Someone of which he can talk to. Not another conscience, but someone he can talk to. Someone who he really knows is on your side, on his side. Okay. Probably hospitality. You know, they only had spelling up the 8th grade, and I just started studying after the 8th grade. Availability? Pardon? We could say that falls under the area of helpmate being available to him. Mm-hmm. What would you say would be some of the things that fall into the area of hospitality? Graciousness. Okay. Pardon?
Housework.
The way she housekeeping, I guess you'd say. Okay. How would you say, making people feel at home? You might just say, being a homebody or whatever you want to call it. I remember I was in a home about 6 months ago. And the wife really made my wife and I feel unwanted there. And in fact, we were traveling across the country. It was a person I'd gone to college with. And this person had been a missionary, and the basic reason he had to get out of the, not go back to the mission field was that his wife didn't like other people coming into his home. And we were traveling across the country, and we just happened to hit that town where he was about 6 o'clock at night. And so they, if anybody hit our town, you know, we'd invite them to stay overnight. But so we went about 2 blocks from where they lived and got a motel. But okay, any other necessities? Yeah, we call him the with him principle. Really being with him.
I think too she needs to be kind of satisfied, you know, that she's finding hobbies or whatever she needs to fulfill, you know, some of her other needs.
Yeah, I think we could just say that she's a growing person. I think if a person just had these two and they weren't growing in some way or another, won't be satisfied. So what we could say on here, if there isn't personal development within the wife, she will not feel satisfaction. But is there one more? Mm-hmm. Why don't we make that clear? Okay, as you wives can see, you don't have to be any supernatural being. And, you know, there's... now, everything else that we'll probably be talking about are things of which you could go into. But I wanted to clarify a little bit of just what you might say necessities are. And it's so easy to go to something like this and find out all the things that you're not doing and go away frustrated. So what we're trying to do is get a few of the least common denominators here. Let's look at this fourth question. What areas do you want to become a specialist in? Let's just have a few of you throw out some of the things of which you might want to become a specialist in. Counseling?
Mm-hmm. Teaching?
Organizing? Organizing? And what were you thinking?
Personal life and also in ministry. Mm-hmm.
Such as developing esprit de corps and things like this?
Strategizing, organizing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that'd fall under the area of counseling. Okay, are there any things you'd like to be an expert in of which doesn't fall exactly right in the center of ministry? Okay. How about some of you ladies? Pardon?
Sewing.
That's what one of the things my wife's working on. She kept... she had one sewing machine, of which was about 30 years old, and she kept getting to projects of which she couldn't use this, and so finally I got her a new sewing machine, and she's taken about 4 lessons on sewing, and she really working on this, and it's something that she really desires to become a specialist in.
Developing a trade.
Okay, what were you thinking about?
Carpentry, something that's a good tent making.
Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay. That you're working at. Uh-huh. Good, do we? John.
Be a laser in that fundraising.
Okay. Okay, as you find yourself not only responsible for your own fundraising, but helping other people in fundraising, it increases your desire.
Supervision, management.
Okay? Good, if you're...
Background and principles of interpretation of the Bible.
Okay. How about some of you ladies? Which was about 30 years. Increases your... Change the question a little bit. What people around the Navigators do you know who are specialists in some area? They might be a specialist in a certain area of the ministry. Like take Leroy. I think Leroy is a specialist in the area of evangelism and building esprit de corps. I think he's building leadership. He's majored on it. He's become a specialist in it. What are some of the other?
Counseling with George Sanchez.
Yeah, George Sanchez is majored in counseling and in marriage relationships. Okay. Jim, run around the world investing your money. Okay. Good. Scotty on strategy.
Skip on recruiting.
What? Rod on fundraising. Administrative organization.
Walt on expository
teaching. Mm-hmm. Expository.
Okay. More George
in
the grassroots ministry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Probably also Al Andrews is really specializing in that too. And relating, getting the area of relating to church. Well, are we beginning to see that you might have a place within the Navigators? Okay, now I threw in this part C of question 5 here because I believe it's a very strategic question in order to realize your own self-identity. What kind of a complementary gifted person do you need to have with you? I know for myself, since, as I mentioned, I'm not an overly enthusiastic person. I need a person around me who is very enthusiastic, and every year I've had, you know, God's given me at least one person along that line. And I remember when Torque used to be with us at Nebraska, we had Torque over in one dorm, and he had a team that just wasn't moving. And all of them were rather quiet people on that team. And so we took a young Christian, only about 6 months old in the Lord, who was a wild-eyed guy, very enthusiastic, and often very dumb, but boy, we put him over there with Torque's team, and this was the spark that really made things happen. It was a complimentary gift. You know, if we had put that guy over there by himself, you know, he would have probably offended more people than he would have ever recruited anybody. But he made everybody on the other team more outgoing, and it was that extra spark. Remember that? Okay, what were... some of you want to share what you think are the complementary people, gifted people, you need around yourself. Mike?
I need a person, a resource of ideas. I can tell whether I have the right one or not. A lot of time I don't have the perspective, enough ideas to pick from. Mm-hmm.
An optimist. Good. Good.
Someone's creative.
Okay. Good. Pardon? An honest person. Evangelist. Mm-hmm. Okay, as you can see that we are not all things to all people. We are not gifted in every area, so consequently we should realize that we have a contribution to other people and other people have a contribution to us, and that other people are not a competition but a compliment. And so it keeps us from trying to be something that we really aren't. Let's look down here on where is your reading program taking you? What were some of the things you put down on that one? So you've made an objective and make your reading program go toward this field of which you want to become an expert in.
Yeah, it's not really as long range as it ultimately will be. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 years long range. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 years or so long. So I won't be an expert in that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's a good point. You made a specific goal for 2 years. What I often like to do is to have a project that all my reading goes along a certain line for a year. And I had 1 year where I didn't know anything about English or American literature. And so I'm not a person who wanted to read every book in the field. So I got every book on the area of summaries of American and British and French literature and just read the summaries. It took me about a year to read all these things, but this was something I felt I wanted to know something about. I wasn't going to become an expert in it, but I wanted to at least fill in this gap that I felt I had. Okay.
Or
on what? Okay. So you want to become an expert on the. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Dave?
I took a course recently in counseling, reading a number of books in this field, just general counseling, and also on counseling with couples, so books concerning marriage and this type of thing. So I want to concentrate for this year.
Yeah, you should continue reading on any subject until you the books begin not adding anything new to your thinking, and that you really feel you have a grasp of it. Like I did this year in the whole area of the resurrection. I read everything I could get my hands on in the resurrection. I'm still doing it, still working on it. But, I can easily tell you what are all the issues as related to the resurrection and what are most of the answers to it. And I just kept reading until I felt that I had a grasp of the subject. And then I was kind of forced to. Some of the guys under me decided I should lecture at some of the universities. It scared me to death, so I forced to. Okay, what are some of the other? Remember Leroy going through the cowboy kick? I don't know if he's still majoring on Western history. But this is often very helpful.
I've done a lot of reading of Schaefer's books just to be brought up to date with contemporary thought as a college student. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You probably discovered that nobody knows very much about it.
Since we're in language school at present, we're reading all we can on different introductions to Spanish. Just different methods of Spanish grammar, etc. Mm-hmm. And also Spanish history.
Okay, what I really wanted to bring out here is that our reading should take us somewhere. So easy to pass a year or two by and have our reading be a hit and a miss and we're not going anywhere with it. And, yes, go ahead.
Is there a place, do you think, for, I've usually done this, you know, I read a lot of management books and books on time, things like this. And this past year I'm kind of taking a break and just, I've read Chesty Fuller's biography, and I just finished another biography. And now I'm reading, just things that are. I want to read a couple of novels. You know, do you think there's a place for that? We can't take a break and just read whatever we want to read.
Well, this is an objective.
Okay. So
you're majoring on novels and biography. I'd say this is a genuine objective. What you want to really major on.
What would be some guidelines on things we should go after? Mm-hmm. Maybe we feel we're interested in something, but it's not that worthwhile. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'd say is that, according to this chart, if you accept it, and I'm not saying it's infallible or anything, but this is just my experience, that what you need to major on is where you are. You begin branching out more when you get up around in here. Probably the younger you are in just what you're doing, you need to major on what you're doing, something that's related to what you're doing specifically. I'd say. Any thoughts on this? Okay, what we'd like to do now is to have you turn over to this next section. I'd like you to break up into groups, and I'd like the ladies to get in groups by themselves. And the groups are about five or six, and just somebody just take over discussion. Let's say the person that's closest to this end, or take over the discussion. And we'd like to have you discuss any of these areas on this next page of which you'd like to discuss. Like, if you would like to know, under the area of ministry and in the Bible, what things others are doing to master the Bible, you can discuss this. If you'd like to know what some people are doing to develop their own character and the character of other people. But these are six general questions along these areas, of which should give you some ideas in the area of personal, where you should go in personal development. So why don't we break up into approximately groups of five or six.